A whole lot of beer is getting brewed these days in Halethorpe in Baltimore County. The Guinness Brewery there is marking its first year on Saturday. Guinness says over that time, hundreds of thousands of people have stopped in for a brew, a bite, or a tour. WIPR's John Lee has more.
At the Guinness Brewery, beer is on the move.
See the bubbles?
Yeah.
So that means beer is being drawn through the tap.
Ryan Wagner is called the Guinness Brewery Ambassador, and we're in a room where kegs of beer are in cold storage. The bar, with its 92 taps, is on the next level. The bartender pulls a tap, and the beer is pumped from the keg through tubing to the tap, then to the glass. Today, Levi Haddock, who lives in Glen Burnie, is having a beer that's made that trip. Haddock says he's been to Guinness several times. He likes the variety.
The concoctions, kind of like the flavor combinations that you don't get in a lot of places.
And that's a big part of what Guinness has been up to in its first year here. The Halethorpe site has two breweries. The big one that's brewing Guinness Blonde to be distributed nationally. And then there's this much smaller brewery where they've cooked up about 80 different beers so far. Wagner says those beers are brewed in small batches and, for the most part, are consumed in the Guinness taproom.
At any given time, there may be two or three beers that are getting ready to be kegged, five or six beers that are in fermentation getting ready to take the next step, and then they'll be working on the recipe to brew as soon as there's fermentation tank space available.
The smaller brewery is a beer lab of sorts, and the customers are paying taste testers. One of those beers, a milk stout, has been so popular that Guinness plans to distribute it regionally. Besides the tap room, the site has a restaurant, and visitors can take a behind-the-scenes tour. Now, according to Guinness, around 400,000 people have come to the brewery during its first year, exceeding expectations. Guinness doesn't have exact figures on this, but it believes 40% to 50% of those visitors are from out of state. Now, local officials want to take advantage of all of those people to attract them to other places in Baltimore County. Will Anderson is the county's economic development director.
They got that facility up and running really fast, and they're hitting their numbers really fast. And now they're coming up for air to talk to their locals about what do we do next.
Anderson calls Guinness a real economic driver. He says starting this month, the county and the company will begin strategizing how to work together. Towson University economist Darius Arani agrees that needs to happen.
If we don't market our other breweries, then basically the Guinness won't serve as a catalyst. So there needs to be a strategy around how are we going to incorporate our other breweries into the Guinness effect.
For instance, according to Wagner, they could advertise beercation tours. People are drawn here by the big keg on the block, Guinness, but then are enticed to visit other local breweries, like nearby Heavy Seas or Union Craft in the city.
We're seeing people that are making Baltimore a destination, and that's really a testament to the growth of the Baltimore and Maryland, really, brewing community.
Meanwhile, locals and visitors can design their own beercation. The Maryland Brewers Association lists more than 80 Maryland breweries on its website, and the Maryland Transit Administration will start providing bus service to Guinness in September. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.